I'm Kevin Giddens. I am running for EVP, External Vice President of the Student Body. I am a junior. I'll be a senior next year. I am a political science and speech communications double major, and I previously served on the Student Senate for a year and the Community Life Board, and also I served as chaplain of Kappa Sigma and philanthropy chair of Kappa Sigma.
Okay, so tell us why you think you would be the best person for this job.
Well, I feel like I'm very experienced in pulling events together and working with student government and working with students, and I feel like I understand how it's done and the policies, and I have just a lot of experience in putting together events.
What are some of the things that you would hope to accomplish?
Well, I would hope to, first of all, I want to make more events, more things to do on campus, so I'd like to kind of dummy down the Student Activities Center, like, because of the events, putting on any type of event, like t-shirts, like having sales in the, like, any of the dorms or anything, like, it's a lot of paperwork, and none of it's online, there's no instructions, you're pretty much no deadlines, you have no idea of how long it's going to take. So I'd like to put together a database of online forms and kind of a guideline, like, if you want to do this, you need to get this in by this time, like, or this far from your event. I'd also like to pull together all the events that are put together on campus, because this year we've had many, many organizations through Student Senate doing basically the same thing, spending their own money and their own time, but they were weeks apart and they were not working together, and it was just a waste of time. They could have been working together, made the event larger. And I'd like to see more diversity, kind of encourage groups to work together outside of, Greek, outside of non-Panhellenic, outside of just other organizations, because we're concerned about diversity, but I feel like nothing's being done about it. We're just talking about it. And I would also like to do the same thing.
What are the biggest problems facing students at Baylor?
Well, I think as far as, like, the EVP can handle, I believe diversity is one of the biggest by far. I do not believe that we run on a diverse program. I don't believe that the events held, for the most part, the big ones, are not diverse at all. They're very specific, very either Greek, not Greek, even racial. Like, there's really no interplaying, and I think that reflects poorly on our school, because I think we're a very diverse school, and I think to change that, we could encourage organizations to work together, and, like, if they came to an office and they wanted their event to be larger, if we kind of pull that together, I think it could be like, if they work together, I think there'll be more diversity. If we just talk about it, nothing's going to happen. And I also think, like I said, student activities is way too complicated. It's the average organization does not understand it. I don't understand it, and I've been doing it for 3 years. And then I think the events on campus are too minimal. I don't think we have enough going on. Overall, compared to other campuses, Baylor's very boring. And I think if we get more organizations doing more things together, it could be a lot more fun. It could be a lot more to do, because, bless Waco. I want to help Waco out, but Baylor's boring, and I think we need more to do. And also the second biggest problem we have, Waco's community is terrible. And I think we have some great organizations. Like I said in the Baylor paper today, we have 303 organizations. We could pull that together, kind of like a local, like a central location. A lot of work could be done in Waco. This could become a much better community.
What do you think can be done to get students more involved at Baylor?
Right. Well, I think what can be done, like I said, like the central location, basically the student government office, I think that needs to be seen as an office that they can go to and they feel it could be a lot more fun. It could be a lot more to do, because, bless Waco. I want to help Waco out, but Baylor's boring, and I think we need more to do. And also the second biggest problem we have, Waco's community is terrible. And I think we have some great organizations. Like I said in the Baylor paper today, we have 303 organizations. We could pull that together, kind of like a local, like a central location. A lot of work to be done in Waco. This could become a much better community.
What do you think can be done to get students more involved at Baylor?
Right. Well, I think what can be done, like I said, like the central location, basically the student government office, I think that needs to be seen as an office that they can go to in the station. They can feel like they actually make an impact, and they can pull together more resources and get more people involved. I think that could be a very realistic goal.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
Strengths, I would say leadership and communication. Weaknesses, delegation. I've been working on it very hard. My campaign is very complicated. I haven't been here for most of it. I've been in D.C. the past week, and so I've had to rely on some people to do things for me. And I'm learning to do that. I'm getting better at it, and I'm really striving to improve that.
How do you stay in touch with students and reflect their needs?
Right. Well, I would be like currently or in the future?
Both.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different organizations. I feel like it's like if anybody has a problem, like they can come up and talk to me. I feel like that would transfer to the future. Like I would just this office would be just be a place where they could feel free to come. Like this, just for example, like this past week I was in D.C. I went by and saw my congressman, and he just welcomed me in. Like it's my office. I pay for it. And I think it should be the same thing. Like it's their office. They should feel comfortable there.
Well, what do you think the role of student government is?
I think it's to serve the students. That's their, that is their motto. So, it's in quotations in the Constitution. And I think it says students serving students. And I think to do that, we need to have students feel like they can come in and feel welcome there so that we can serve them and that they can serve the community.
What can be done to draw more awareness to student government from the student body?
Right. There's ways to advertise for it and to tell them, like I said, like if you pull together that resource for student life, tell them the office. You can come by here and ask for any questions. Give them my contact information. Feel free to come by anytime. Give them my hours. That way, when students are kind of like looking out to do either something in the community or something for Baylor, they just feel free, they feel welcome to come in. Right now, there's unless you really, really look for it, you can't find like the current officer's number. You have to specifically put in their name. Most people probably won't even know who the next person is. I think it should just be something that's immediately attached to either community or student life.